Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we have begun a discussion of renewing the mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 tells Christians that they are to undergo a transformation by the renewing of their mind, by being made new in the way their mind looks at life. A renewed mind is a mind that sees reality as it truly is. Renewing your mind is about changing your perception of reality. Only God sees the way things really are, but He's given us a whole book to show us the way things really are, so our thinking and our attitudes and our ideals can be changed and brought in line with the way things really are. Now, it's Friday already. I can't believe it. We still have a lot to cover, so let me just jump right into it. We've spent this week setting the context for Paul's statement that our minds must be renewed so that we can be transformed or make a metamorphosis into the image of Christ. And we've made the point that Romans 12, the context of Romans 12 is found in Romans 8, because Romans 9, 10, and 11 are like a parenthesis in Paul's discussion. He takes a little side journey. And in Romans 8, there's a lot of stuff that establishes the context for the statement, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But we're focusing on two specific things. Number one, he informed us of our created purpose and destiny. In Romans 8, 29, our created purpose, our destiny is to be made like Jesus in our entire being, conformed to the image of Christ, inward and outward conformity to the image of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the pattern for God's family. And renewing the mind is a critical part of that process. And then yesterday, we read Romans 8, 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Our minds must be renewed to the point where we live out of the realization that this life is not all there is, and what is ahead far outweighs this present life. We live in a world that has been severely damaged by sin, and all will not be made right until the return of Jesus to this earth. But this life is not all there is. We're on our way first to heaven, and then to a return to this world and reunion with our resurrected physical bodies to live forever on earth after it is cleansed of all sin, corruption, and death and made new at the return of Jesus to this earth. God's present purpose in salvation is not... God's purpose in salvation is not to make this present life the highlight of your existence. If this life is the highlight of your existence, you're in a lot of trouble. Because even if you live to be 100 years old, the greater part of your existence is ahead, your eternal existence after this life. God's purpose in this life is to bring men to saving knowledge of Jesus and begin the process of transforming them into sons like Jesus. This life as it is transitory and temporary. Earth as it is right now is not as it is meant to be. You see, there's no fixing the root problems in the world. Because there's no fixing the problems in this world because the root problem is sin, and it can only be rectified by God. See, a lot of Christians have the idea we're here to make the world a better place. I'm not arguing with that necessarily. I mean, make things around you better. That's awesome. But that's not our purpose, because we can't do it. The root problems in this earth, the root problem is sin. Poverty comes out of sin. I'm not saying you're poor because you're sinful. Don't misunderstand me. But the issues in this world, poverty, injustice, crime, war, all those things come out of sin. Sin has got to be rooted out. Those other things, you can only put Band-Aids on them until Jesus comes back. If you don't see reality as it truly is in this area, it's going to cause you to have the wrong perspective. You'll see this life and making it the best it can be as uppermost. You'll grow angry and bitter about life's hardships and injustices. You'll live with fear and anxiety, which will block you from accessing the help you need to overcome in this life. You know, in this same chapter, Romans 8, Paul made the statement, verse 37, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And he's just had a passage there where he talks about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. And he says, in all these things we're more than conquerors. Well, this is part of the context of Romans 12:2, renewing your mind. To conquer means to prevail over. Webster's dictionary says it this way, to get the better of. To overcome in this life, you have to learn to see reality as it truly is, or you have to renew your mind. A renewed mind is a mind that sees reality as it truly is. Think about it for a minute. When you conquer something, let's say you conquer your fear of something. The source of the fear doesn't go away. You learn to see things differently so that you are no longer afraid. See, when you were a kid, you were afraid of what was behind the closet door in your room at night. Well, as you grew, the closet door didn't go anywhere, the closet didn't go anywhere, but your view of reality changed, so your fear went away. You conquered your fear by changing your view of reality. Daniel chapter 3, you're all familiar with this. It's a tremendous example of overcoming the challenges of life in a sin-cursed earth. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew men who were thrown into a fiery furnace because they refused to bow down and worship an idol? They went into that furnace. If you read chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, they told the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, our God will deliver us, but even if he doesn't, we will not compromise and worship your statue. Live or die, we'll serve the Lord. Now, how could they do that? Well, because they saw reality as it truly is. They saw that this life is not all there is. They saw that if their bodies got incinerated, they would step out into heaven, and they knew that their bodies would be resurrected at the coming of the Lord to this earth, and that they would be reunited with their bodies to live on a renovated earth in the kingdom of God forever. See, how could they do that? How could they overcome in a situation like that? They saw reality as it truly is. This life is not all there is. God will preserve us, and he will restore to us whatever we might seem to temporarily lose. You know what? Every injustice you faced may not be made right in this life, but it will be made right in the life to come. The hopes and the dreams that you have for this life may not all get fulfilled in this life. They'll be postponed to the life to come. We could talk for hours about all this, but my point for this week is that's reality as it truly is. And if you learn to see reality as it truly is, which is another word for get your mind renewed, you will overcome in life because your perspective will change. You'll conquer your fear because you'll see it differently. Now, none of this means that there is no help now for this life. There most certainly is. But reality is that there are some things that will not be made right until the life to come. Do you know what? The fact that I'm moving into old age is not going to be made right in this life. Old age is because of the curse of death that's in the earth. That's not going to be made right in this life. But guess what? I'm not always going to be old. I'll be young again on the new earth. Whole can of worms for another day. But see, you have to realize sometimes we get the idea that we can speak to every mountain and it will move. Oh, yes, there are a lot of mountains you can speak to and they will move. But there are some mountains that can't be moved. You have to go around them or over them or under them or through them. To access God's help in this present life, you've got to remove the fear and relieve that pressure of what if? What if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't get or what if I don't do? For too many people, their faith confessions and positive declarations are nothing more than fear masquerading as faith because their minds haven't been renewed. Their perception of reality has not changed, and they're hoping a right technique will protect them against the challenges of life. I've seen people die in that situation. See, it isn't about having a technique, a positive confession. I believe in positive confession. Don't get me wrong. And I believe that it's always God's will to deliver us and to heal us. But I also know that even if it doesn't work, it's not bigger than God. I'm going to heaven and I'll get back everything that I lost. And that has taken away the fear. I can be thrown into the fiery furnace. It's no big deal because it's not bigger than God. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? It's about changing your view of reality and seeing things the way they really are, the way God sees them. Your destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Your destiny is to pass through this life and then come back to a perfect world, fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, and live in his kingdom on this earth as it was always meant to be forever. John 16:33. Let me read this. Jesus said, this is out of the Amplified, "In the world you will have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm. I have conquered it for you." There's way more in this verse than we can deal with in the next minute and a half, but consider these points. We can learn to deal with this life with the wisdom and power that Jesus accessed as a man living in dependence on God, and thereby we can change what can be changed. Those things that can't be changed, we can learn to rise above them through the hope and the peace that comes from knowing what is ahead. This is reality, friends. Nothing is bigger than God. No matter what you're looking at, it is temporary and subject to change by the power of God, either in this life or the life to come. All loss is temporary. For a Christian, the best is yet to come. God will get us through until he gets us out. That's reality as it truly is. What if you saw life from that perspective? Let me just restate that. What if this was your perspective on life? What if your mind was renewed to reality as it truly is? And this is reality. Nothing is bigger than God. Nothing can come against you that's bigger than God. No matter what you're looking at, it is temporary and subject to change by the power of God, either in this life or the life to come. All loss is temporary. All loss is temporary for a Christian. For a Christian, the best is yet to come. God will get you through until he gets you out. If that were your perception of reality, you'd overcome in the challenges of life. You would change what could be changed by the power of God, and those things that can't be changed, you'd walk through them in hope and peace and demonstrate victory. We got a whole lot to talk about in this series. More next week.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.